if you ever wanted to try making barbecue sauce, fucking do it, because it is so fucking easy. It is so stupid easy. Hi everyone.
What's up? Hello.
Welcome to Pit Talk. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
It's Joe.
And it's Kevin. Can you hear me?
Kevin in the back.
Can you
hear
me, right? Okay. There you are. It's Kevin. I'm in the back and I'm very
quiet. Kyle, you were talking about barbecue sauce, and all I can say is just wildly inappropriate commentary.
Okay, so for a little bit there, I had kind of stopped on my food adventures. I think after October, I kind of took a break, because cooking a lot, the way that I cook, isn't stressful. It's just a lot of work to do, like a day-long
thing to smoke shit.
Well, that and, like, I was following a lot of recipes and getting really inspired, and then I just got really, like, lazy slash depressed for a while and didn't want to do anything. I kind of cycled out of that, if you will.
Good.
And so...
That's good.
And also, I'm glad, October is just a really busy month for me, because I usually, like, do way too much in October and then have to suffer through November for it. Because I'm, like, socialed out, and then I have to, like, recharge my batteries. But now we're in December, or, like, late November, it got good again, so I tried my hand at Chicago-style deep-dish pizza for the first time and made two of those and fucking nailed it. That was, it's very easy once you know what you're doing. And Chicago-style crust is super easy to make relative to other pizza crusts, so if you're okay with pizza casserole, then I definitely suggest trying to make your own Chicago-style pizza. Then I made this other kind of pizza, because I like pizza. It's like a sheet pan pizza. I made it before, so I won't delve into it too much. But basically, it makes 12 of these giant 4-inch slices, and it costs like $6 to make the entire pizza.
You cost $6.
If you haven't tried to make your own pizza in lieu of ordering it, I 100% say you should. Because
I want to come back to how we make pizza, but I want to hear what your thing is first.
Okay, I won't go too deep into it, because again, I think I've talked about it before, but this is like a real sticky dough. It's kind of like a focaccia bread, but it's used for crust. And so you make the focaccia dough, let it rise for a day to 1 to 3 days, and then you put it in a big cookie sheet, like a big pan, like a rimmed cookie sheet. And then you kind of let it rise there for about an hour, and then you put your toppings on it, bake it, and it comes out like a thicker, like Detroit-style pizza, and it's absolutely dope.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Really nice.
So, and I think actually Kevin could attest to this. We've done this back in the good old days when people could come over and visit one another and hang out, take your boots off for a minute.
Before the Rona.
Yeah, good old days.
We actually, so Laura would get a bunch of like Pillsbury Doughboy, like croissant dough, right? And we'd actually lay that out flat, kind of curl it up on the edges a little bit. And then you use that for your base pizza crust, and you like throw your pizza sauce and your cheese, and we get like little pepperoni slices. And then for me, I like the banana peppers, so we get a little jar of those. You can make a pizza for like super cheap if you do that.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's like
what
a croissant crust? That's pretty cool.
What was cool though is they when we went over there to Joe's house, they made like a bunch of little mini pizzas, kind of. They shaped out the dough, and then we were able to make like everyone's custom pizza, including one for like my kids who are, you know, we're kind of picky.
Super picky children.
Yeah.
Guys little, tried to make children. One like Papa Murphy's, like a heart, but it ended up just looking like a butt.
Nah,
some
I would
say you didn't have a good pizza.
Some were square.
Just circular.
but yeah, everyone had to have like everyone had their own little personal pizza with whatever the hell toppings they wanted. It was awesome.
That's a good way to do it too.
Yeah.
So, that was like kind of like my recent one. I made biscuits the other day for biscuits and gravy, but this biscuit recipe is on lock now because it comes out really cool. And they like have you ever like made used biscuit dough and like you know how they like start off like about an inch and they rise up to about 2 inches if you do it right. Like it just kind of looks like the dough is growing like a snake on 4th of July. It kind of like raises and then have you seen that? Anybody
yeah,
else?
Yeah.
Right? No. Okay. When you get to do that, like when you get it to do that and you made it yourself, it's some kind of feeling that it's like a
hooked
like
a on a feeling
with your genitals. It's really nice.
Also, you should like if you're getting ambitious, throw it on the grill. You get kind of
grilling
like,
a biscuit?
Just any of those pizza doughs. You get that like that char.
The problem with the grill though is that the temperature control is a lot harder.
Yeah, but, I feel like it's more like you throw it on there for a bit to get that smoky char on there, and then you can take it off and like finish it in the oven.
I did see a recipe for smoked lasagna the other day, and I was like, it just like my brain wasn't able to amalgam its way around it, and I was like, wait, what? Also, my smoker's not big enough for that. But so I did decide. I was like, okay, we're all making stuff because we have new roommates in the house, so we're all like kind of showing off recipes, you know, like you
nice.
Do when you have family around and oh, friends for sure. or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like they've made some really good stuff, like beer cheese soup and this gigantic dope lasagna. And so I was like, well, I'm going to smoke again. I haven't done it since October. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
So this time Kevin and Megan got me some really cool rubs for my birthday. And so I was like, I'm going to use one of these. And I picked a Carolina rub, and I basted this beautiful pork shoulder in mustard, and I put a bunch of rub on it, let it kind of rub cure for like a day in the fridge, which is where I just prep it a day before so I don't have to get up at like fucking 4 a.m. to rub cook. And you're supposed to let it sit on it before so the flavors soak in and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there's something with the salt. It kind of like pulls some of the moisture out. I don't know. There's there's some science there.
And then I put it in the smoker and smoked it, and I was like, man, you know... I was like, man, you know what I want to do? I want to make my own barbecue sauce, but I already had kind of committed to the Carolina flavors, right? Like the kind of mustardy, vinegary kind of sauces and flavors. Mm. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to make a Carolina barbecue sauce. And and this is one of those things that I didn't think about. I didn't realize it was going to be so easy until I did it. And I'd seen people do it before, and I was like, there's no way barbecue sauce is that easy. But I am here to tell you today that if you ever wanted to try making barbecue sauce, fucking do it, because it is so fucking easy. It is so stupid easy, and you can get the like nice flavors around it that you might not be able to get from like store-bought stuff if you can't get to like a fancy store. Because all you do to make barbecue sauce, and this is kind of the general theme when I like learned when I was reading around sauces to make, is generally you're going to use a lot of ketchup and brown sugar and vinegar, right? Like those are the three main things that go into like almost any barbecue sauce that you're going to make. The vinegar is like kind of a signature. The brown sugar, the sweetness is also a signature. And then I'm pretty sure you can make barbecue sauce with just those three things and maybe a little garlic powder just by changing the ratios of those three things, right? If you want something that is sweeter, you always use ketchup as like the base. Ketchup is like your equilibrium, right? That's where you get your like sauce texture from. And you add more or less of that depending on how much of the other stuff you have in there, right? So if you add brown sugar, of course, it's going to be sweeter. If you add more vinegar, it's going to be more vinegary. But those two things combined make ketchup into barbecue sauce. And it's like, it blew my mind because I was like, oh my God, like I didn't realize it was so simple. Because all you do is put those things together. You heat it for like 10 minutes, let it get a little bubble on it. And then you put it in a jar and let them sit together for as long as you want. Or you can eat it right away. It doesn't even fucking matter. Have you guys ever tried that?
Never made it. I've always wanted to, but now that you're saying that, it
makes sense, right?
Yeah,
I'm still like
that simple.
I'm still at the level to where most cooking is only just now becoming less intimidating, mostly from like watching Laura and like listening to you guys do stuff, and I'm like, okay, it's actually doesn't seem as terrible as I always feared it would be. I'm getting a little more comfortable with cooking lately.
Well, Meg made a homemade applesauce today. Like,
She's the second time she's made that, I think, right?
Yeah. And she like roasts pork with it. So you basically just put applesauce on top of roasted pork.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty delicious.
So good. And applesauce is so easy to make. I mean, it's.
I bet. I mean, you just kind of cook apples and then sauce them, right?
Yeah.
Like slow that's cook them that's with actually brown what I was going to ask. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, it's just like you just slow cook them with brown sugar and cinnamon, and I mean that's really it. You just
and then that's the thing. Like, you start adding stuff around it, right? You have your base, and then the stuff you add to it kind of turns it into other things or just different types of applesauce, right?
Yep.
So like awesome. So the way I got Carolina barbecue sauce, though, is I added a few more things, right? And one of the other things you can put in barbecue sauce, too, is Worcestershire sauce, because that gives you kind of that other flavor that you might miss. But for Carolina barbecue sauce, you put a shitload of mustard in. So instead of your, like, base being ketchup, you kind of switch your base to mustard. And that's how you get, and there's other things in it too, but the basics are like, that's how you kind of get that Carolina flavor, right? Is that like, mustard is like the base instead of ketchup.
Straight up yellow mustard?
Oh yeah, like, so if you're going to barbecue, as what I've learned is that yellow mustard pretty much beats all other mustards. So you might not like yellow mustard in its own condiment form, but the way yellow mustard adds things to barbecue is like, it gives you good bark, it gives you good adherence, like it's kind of thicker and doesn't become as watery as some ketchups do, depending on, you know, how you use it. It's a good base for like an alternative flavor to the sweetness of ketchup, right?
Sure.
So just straight up like Heinz yellow mustard is what I have a big old bottle of in my fridge.
No, I agree. I actually, often when I'm smoking like a big chunk of meat, I'll spray some mustard on there and rub it around just so mm-hmm. the dry rub sticks to it really well.
And that's actually like not a thing that like we're just doing. That's like something that like recipes now, suggest
sounds
you
legit.
Do as a binder.
Heinz, especially Heinz. Basic yellow mustard, vinegar, mustard. Mm-hmm. It's solid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
and like
stuff.
it almost doesn't matter what your rub is. Heinz yellow mustard is like the binder you use regardless of what other flavor you want in most cases. Sometimes you might not use a binder, but it depends on the meat anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this sauce, like, I cooked it and it ended up just being really, really good. Like, I put this stuff, I got this stuff called hot honey, which is basically just chilies that have been like kind of set in chili flakes and stuff like that in honey. And then they kind of strain it out and you get this like kind of red Nashville style honey. And I've been putting it in everything because it's honey and I fucking love honey and it's just spicy. It's just extra spicy honey,
nice.
But it's not so spicy you can't like taste after it. It's like really good for flavoring, right? So I put that in it, so it turned into this kind of like Carolina vinegary honey mustard amalgamation, and I made something, and I hope I can replicate it.
Nice.
I got a hot honey through my Fuego box.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's easy to put too much on because the honey part, but it's mm-hmm. definitely delicious.
I put it in, I've been also making fried rice a bunch because it's so unbelievably easy to make like a whole pot of rice and then put it in the fridge and then toss it in with soy sauce and vegetables and have lunch, you know?
It's such a good like leftover meal.
Yeah, it basically is because you can put any old meat in fried rice, any meat, literally any meat can go in fried rice. Like,
mm-hmm.
And if you have like one or two eggs and some vegetables, it's a good way to force yourself to eat vegetables because it's hard for me to eat fried rice without vegetables because it's the way you do it, right? Like
that's how fried rice works.
Yeah.
And so like you get a lot of salt, it's probably too much salt, but YOLO. But I was like, you know what I want to try? Like I really like when I get fried rice from a Chinese restaurant and I have that kind of like super sweet, like spicy, like orange chicken or General Tso's chicken or something like that. And I put it with the fried rice. So I just put a shitload of hot honey in it, and it was dope as fuck. Like, it was so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh. It was cool. But that I will highly suggest make your own sauces if you want to try something new, because it doesn't take a lot of commitment. You don't waste a ton of resources making sauces, and as someone who basically feels that chicken is generally a vehicle for sauce, I feel like sauces can change a meal.
Yep.
Like,
oh, no. Yeah. Yep. Math checks out.
Another thing you should try too, on top of that, is pickling.
Oh man, I want to do that.
Pickling is so easy. We
like pickled onions is like the thing to have in your fridge at any given time.
I would agree with that one, frankly. If you you should just have pickled onions in your fridge at all
pickled
times.
Pickled like onions, or what we have is what we've had lately is pickled jalapenos. Oh,
also good.
Just slice them up, put them with vinegar and sugar, and let them sit for like a week or two, and you have like this super spicy.
I like it turned a quick pickling technique into like an actual like lazy pickle technique.
Well, that's the same recipe for pickled onions.
Right. It's like
I know. I'm just giving him shit.
That's kind of it. I mean, you can add whatever else you want too.
You put like some pickled onions have vinegar though. They have a vinegar source.
Vinegar, salt, and sugar.
And sugar. Yep.
So the quick pickle though is like lime juice and sugar that you use instead of like vinegar, which is kind of the same thing. I'm not gonna
anything that brings acid is the key part.
Yeah.
Which I just like that because I've used that pickling technique before, Kevin. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't say lime. Maybe I just threw that in.
No. Vinegar and sugar. Okay. Your like white vinegar. But I mean, you could use lime juice too for like a quick one.
I mean, it's all the same stuff. Really. Or put some in acidic liquid.
Yeah.
Back when we used to get like every plate, I think it was, they would have us quick pickle like jalapenos and onions and stuff like that all the time, and they were like,
yeah,
use that lime juice, son, because they didn't want to send like vinegar in the thing, I guess. And the lime keeps a little better. And so, yeah. It all works, man.
Yep.
I wonder if you put lime juice in the pickling liquids.
Totally.
I bet it'd be delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd add a little bit of that, like, kind of sweet limey taste in with it.
Yeah.
It would work.
Throw some fucking lime zest in there, and it'd be goddamn delicious.
Hey.
Have you ever tried to zest a lime without a zester?
I mean, I've used a microplane.
What do you use? Yeah. Do you just, like, use a cheese grater or something?
You can't. That's kind of like, as I was saying, like, if you don't have, like, a grater or anything.
Sharp knife and some patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how you do it. You just slice little chunks. You basically peel the top layer of skin off of the lime, and then you basically, yeah, you chop it up like minced garlic. And it's fucking annoying. So get a mincer.
Buy a microplane for like $8 off of Amazon. not a sponsor.
Yeah. Sponsor is microplane.
Well, anyway, everybody, Merry Christmas. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, we're time. Because I mean, this was an episode where Kyle talked about food.
That was not my concern. I guess. All right. Yeah, Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Okay, you know, maybe it's a week early. Maybe it's a week late. Who knows? Like, podcasts are a thing.
Time's but a window.
Whatever. Fuck off. I'm just hedging my bets in case I have to pad this and make this work its way till Christmas. What do you want from me?
What do you want? Well, everyone should have a good holiday, especially since you might not be able to have it with your family.
Happy pre-Christmas, normally. Everybody. Enjoy good food, even if you have to sit at home alone in your bunker.
Quick plug.
I dare anybody listening to try something non-traditional for Christmas this year if you have.
Oh, like, do it. Especially if you're stuck at home. Especially if you don't have anywhere to go. Do something non-traditional. Like fucking make sesame chicken from scratch, man.
Eat a scorpion.
Play Children of Morta.
So not that untraditional, but like something. I mean, I would be terrified if I saw enough scorpions to feed like a family for like Christmas dinner to replace the Christmas food. That would be
a nightmare.
If you do find that many scorpions, check out our recipe today on therecipewebsite.com/shitsock.
Scorpophile.
On how to cook scorpion/nightmare fuel. Yeah, nightmare fuel. That's our new recipe website. Check it out. Nightmarefuel.com. Don't go there. Jesus Christ.
One of my gifts I got for my birthday was the Necronomnomcon.
Oh, yay. It was
like a cookbook.
Do you have that? Do you have that domain name?
What?
Do you have that domain name?
I don't know, but there's already a book called that, so they might have grabbed it. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. But I hope you guys have everyone has a good holiday. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sweet. Bye.
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 The problem is $12 a year is nothing except what you